One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Great news. I'm debuting a new look. This episode is sponsored by Ghostbed. Our good friends at ghostbed.com. Go use the promo code Norton at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/Norton, promo code Norton. You get an extra 10% off and hat not included. Thanks, Ghostbed. Hey, how annoying would that be if I all of a sudden thought I was like one of those cool young comics, started taking pictures with my tongue out? I'm on tour. Great new hour of material. I'm very happy with it. Hitting the Pittsburgh market this weekend, this Thursday, July the 31st. I will be in Millvale, Pennsylvania. And then I'm going to Baltimore, Dallas, Fort Worth, Asheville, Charlotte, North Carolina, Duluth, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina, Fargo, Bakersfield, San Diego, Rochester, Denver, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Huntington, New York, Newton, New Jersey, Herman, Maine, Manitowoc, Foxwoods. I'm doing Foxwoods in Connecticut in December, and then Boston the following night at the Wilbur. Be there. Woo-hoo!
Chip Norton can't save you. Chip Norton is a train wreck. Chip can't help you solve your own problems. Chip is an idiot.
Of course, it's your birthday, and I know you've been getting it. You probably thought these gifts, I have to acknowledge, I wasn't going to do anything, but I figured I've never given you a birthday gift before. So I don't know if you're going to like these or not. I might have gotten...
Have a look. It's something like a pool of a book.
Oh, he knew immediately what it was.
Oh, this is great.
I got a little card for Ozzy, though. I almost forgot.
Oh, do you?
I got the little Barnes & Noble card with your...
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, this... It's bad.
It's not bad.
Ozzy, the Beatles were great. Second only to... Oh, you're so...
Oh, second only.
What does the note say?
I said, Ozzy, the Beatles are great. Second only to you. Happy birthday, Jim Norton.
Aww. I just put Jim,
and he called me homo sweet.
Yes.
I was right.
Yes.
Well, what can we say?
Ozzy Osbourne.
My favorite person ever. I'm happy you're here, and you're healthy, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow night at the Garden.
All right.
Nice seeing you guys. God bless you.
Ozzy, we love you, brother.
Thank you, Ozzy. We love you.
Put it on a special limited time offer.
Bye, Ozzy.
Thank you. They literally had to grab and pull Ozzy away from Jimmy Norton, by the way. His people had to come in and bodily drag Ozzy away from Jimmy.
More importantly,
Oh, no.
Opie and Anthony weighed them, and it was 18 pounds of books.
What was it, your breast?
No, it wasn't my breast. It was 18 pounds of books.
Books?
Yeah, and Ozzy was nice. He's like, oh, there's a nice, I like him. But then he left the studio and he left the books. He left my birthday gift. Hurt my feelings.
He bought him Beatles books.
He loved the Beatles.
Shut up. Everybody loves the Beatles.
Yes.
If I was going to get a gift for Ozzy, if I was that kind of super stalker like him, I would at least say, what's the deep cut on Ozzy? Not the Beatles. Everybody likes the Beatles.
Well, yes, still, and you don't think he has Beatle albums? Or
yeah.
He met the Beatles.
Yes.
No, but he
buying two books of Barnes & Noble. Yes. And wraps them up in some shitty paper.
Listen.
He has the clerk. I get to wrap these up. It's for an important friend.
I've never even read my wife's book. Why the fuck would
you
read
them? I read it, and you weren't in it.
I know.
A little insulting. There was no part of that whole book that was like, And then I met was Rich Voss.
That was supposed to be the second.
It wasn't in there.
It was supposed to be the second book.
She cut it off right beforehand.
No, here's what happened. I found out today. Obviously, Ozzy died today, and yeah, I was supposed to go. I was supposed to be on a plane tomorrow morning to go do Jack's podcast, which he tapes in Ozzy's house. Yeah. So I found out that like I'm not going on my trip.
So can't you and Florentine go somewhere and take a picture in front of a barn or a silo or something?
Yeah. Can't you guys go on another fucking dad trip? Put on your cargo shorts and your fucking braided belt with your cell phone attached.
Fucking
assholes. That was the most sickening picture I've ever seen.
I know.
Taking you've never seen your own headshot.
Yeah.
No, we were
this just the new Ozzy. Shut up.
I was going to kill
him. You take
it. I loved him when I'm done.
Why'd they take a picture of this empty room that night?
He goes, all it was missing was an I Survived Birmingham t-shirt. What a couple of squares. Ozzy must have been horrified.
Oh. No, did you fly cargo?
I know I'm a little heavier. Rich came early and then said, I want to go down to use your gym. That's what he does when he goes to somebody's house. Yeah. And he goes, you want me to take a picture of you? Picture of it to remind you what it looks like.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. But I was going to cancel this podcast. I was very sad.
Sure.
And here's why I didn't. Because nobody had called me yet. But I get one call from someone who goes, so is this thing still on? I'm on the turnpike.
Yeah, before I got on the turnpike. All right, you already ruined my day by having it at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever fucking time. All right, most people, first of all, we're sitting horrible. This is the worst setup.
It is the worst.
We're not looking at each other. We're facing fucking this homeless gimp, and we're fucking, this is fucking ridiculous.
By the way, may I say like a number, an exact number, how many times Rich has uttered the phrase, is this thing still on? I'm on the turnpike. I imagine it's in the hundreds.
Yeah, it was basically a pre-recorded message you sent me.
No, I thought you might be really sad and didn't want to do it.
And you were right. I almost didn't do it, but you were already coming. And I'm like, look, and I thought if I died, would Ozzy cancel the show? No.
Nobody would.
The show must go on.
The show
must go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, are you ready, Rich? We'll do it. I'll be Jim and you be Florentine.
This is amazing.
This is about an hour ago, two hours ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, bro. You heard?
Whew. I'm so glad we got those pictures.
Me too. Me too, brother.
Oh, if we didn't take that trip, how would we handle this?
I don't know. You know what? God bless it, mate.
I know. I mean, thank God I didn't take those books and Norton gave me five of them.
No, I'm Norton.
Literally.
Whatever.
Could you? Thank God. By the way, God. You've known me for 30 years and you can't play me. How did you butcher that?
It was going pretty
Norton,
good.
Talking to Norton.
It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That trip
was pretty infuriating. After that.
It was a very fun trip.
It was a couple of douchebags in Crocs.
Yeah.
Going to Ozzy's house. Going to Ozzy's house.
Hey, Florentine, I got us a nice bed and breakfast.
Jolly old England. A couple of top hats.
Oh.
He's like, I told my wife I'm bird watching. Technically, I am, Jim. You said it, Jim.
Yeah. That's what
Did you ever see that picture? That's the first time we were in the paper together in 1982.
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
That's Ozzy and me. I was 13. I was in the paper for playing Asteroids, and he had bitten the head off the bat.
Wow.
Wow. Look at you. Man, you think you're a mess now, but look at you then. Yeah.
Nick DiPaolo told me I looked like Adrian from Rocky when I was a kid. So, I was going to cancel, but you were on your way, and I said I just couldn't because you were coming, and I felt like forge ahead.
I would have loved to turn around and say.
And trust me, when we see the numbers of this podcast, I'll wish you had.
Oh, a moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, do your act. We give an hour of silence.
Oh.
And it was very funny. You said before we started, you're like, hey, I got time to kill. Colin was talking about your career and said you got years to kill.
Wait, now do you... Are you going to send flowers? Do you send flowers or something to the family?
I will probably send. I imagine it's going to be in England, in Birmingham. Yeah. So, yeah, of course. A
couple
I'll
books,
send
maybe?
No books, just no flowers.
A couple of books.
That whole flower thing, nobody really notices or remembers who sends them.
But it's just about doing it.
Was trying to write some high-minded humor.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Flower bits. Yes. Funerals are crazy now. I'm at that age. Shut up. Flower thing.
Exactly. Oh. You should walk around with one taped to your chest.
You could put yours right in a bra. This is horrible.
It's good.
No, this fucking clown.
He's mourning.
He's mourning. Look, we had a great podcast the first time. Fucking Randy Recreate. Let it go. Fly down south
friends.
With the
he's
rest
right
of your birds.
No, he's not. Yeah. You can't have your friend. We did one 6 months ago.
Will you go to the funeral? Will you fly there?
Not to. If it was in L.A., maybe, but not to England.
No. Why? With Florentine?
No.
This would be like if the guy from Loverboy died for you, how you would feel.
No, I'm way before that. Allman Brothers.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, Cretans. I don't know who Loverboy is.
Why do you look like it? What do you look like? A member of the Buena Vista Social Club.
What? Slow it down, all right? This is why you lost tough crowd, because you mumble. Slow it down.
You know, we could take some calls. We don't have to just sit here and give each other ribbings.
Let's take it.
We don't have to just rib each
other. Let's take some calls. But they're all good. I swear to God, if it's a bunch of in memoriam to Ozzy calls, I'm going to hang. Yeah, I'm going to walk right out.
It might be. I mean, it's
hey, Jim, I feel your pet. Shut up. Call us. All right, go ahead.
And I'm sorry about the tough crowd line. It was a good 2-year run, and thank you for using me. And you know what? Look, Colbert's going.
I know.
It happens to everybody.
Who?
Colbert.
Whatever his name is. Colbert. I don't fucking know. What's his name?
Colbert.
I'm not answering.
Colbert. Right?
Yeah. Stephen Colbert.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Colbert.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Colbert's going.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Let's see who's on the phone.
Hey, if you were stuck on an island with Gene Simmons or Ozzy, who do you give a hand job to?
I mean, were you just thinking that something would show up as you were talking?
Yes, yeah. I didn't have anything on that.
I know you didn't.
But those are your two favorites, right?
They are two of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know I've packed a few on, but I would like to say...
I didn't pack that much.
You have packed quite a few on yourself.
No, I can't. I packed on like 8 pounds, 10, ever since I fucked my shoulder up.
I don't care why.
I have a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, no more golf.
No, I play it. It doesn't hurt this way. It hurts this way.
Oh.
Apparently it hurts this way, too. And this way.
But my upper body makes up for it.
That's true.
I did gain 10. I weighed myself.
It was 8 a second ago.
two more talking to you.
First of all, let me say one thing before we take callers. We come, last time Jim had nice diet, Cokes, pretzels.
Yeah.
And we complained, but at least it was something. This time I come in, luckily I brought my own diet Coke. And he gives your voice a peach, like some kind of peach
it's
drink.
It's good, though.
No, it isn't. It's the worst flavor out of all of them.
The last time he had one of these was when he was the only white guy in Def Jam. I was in the green room.
Oh, well, we better go to calls.
Why?
It's my new series I put up.
Bird feeding with Rich.
Oh, the worst.
It's great.
One of the worst. It's so stupid.
I don't understand what you're doing there. Are you plugging your...
No, I'm talking about the birds, and that plugs my dates. Where I'm at.
It's take so the hint. He wants to go on tour with you.
No. Look, there goes your cousin.
I'm glad no one can see this. They're just birds. All right, who's the first call?
All right.
Hello, you're on the phone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Jim.
Hello,
Colin.
Sir.
Colin. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, he got me.
I got the Instagram notification that you guys were going, you know, live and accepting calls. I'm afraid I didn't check to see, like, what kind of calls are you trying to take? Are you looking for questions? Or are you looking, like...
No stutterers.
Guidance?
No, we're just if people want advice on anything. But if you don't have anything to ask, you could have just listened.
I have something to ask.
What would you like? To ask?
I don't really need advice, but I sort of have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm reading Sexus by Henry Miller. I don't know if you've ever read the guy.
Of course, I have.
Do you like him?
He's okay.
I don't read.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
But it kind of, for some whatever reason, it reminded me of your book, which I actually quite liked, I Hate Your Guts.
Thank you.
And I don't know much about you, but do you ever read smut?
Do I read smut? I'm
you,
not sure.
Did you get off on reading things?
Yeah, I do. But I was kidding, by the way, about Henry Miller. I've never read a word that he's written.
But he does have a similar style to you in a more, you know,
does he?
A more high-minded way. But yeah,
you think I'm more high-minded than him?
No, I think maybe the other way. But it's a lot of very sexual, especially for his time. It was pretty graphic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do like smut, sir. But yeah, Henry Miller, I've not read.
Henry was high. Yeah, it was high.
Highbrow
smut. Highbrow smut.
But was it sexy or no?
Yeah.
Really?
I read just passages of it. It was pretty sexy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. I don't know where we're going with this.
Nowhere.
He just wants to.
I mean, that wasn't necessary.
What, for me to say nowhere?
Yeah, he's
he didn't say hi to me. He said hi to you two.
He just didn't know. He probably didn't even know you were on.
I've been on since the beginning. I'm carrying this thing.
All right, let's go to another call.
I gained 9 pounds. Yeah.
But definitely, I can see it, though, in that shirt. Stop wearing rayon shirts.
Yeah. See,
that really shows everything off.
You're
I'm wearing black cotton, and I hide behind something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have nothing for that.
Oh, you don't have to be mean. We can just talk.
I don't want to be mean. No, we're good. It's good to see
we're
you.
We're friends.
It's good to see you.
You look like the rebel at the over 55 community.
Boy.
My nephews can use the billiard table. It's in the lease.
All right, who's on the phone?
Jimmy, I wanted to ask you what you thought about karma and if it's real in life.
If what is?
If karma.
Karma? No.
I believe in karma.
That's bad news if you do.
Do good. Do good, get good?
Kind of, yeah. But I think sometimes it probably comes out 50-50 either way. I don't know.
Okay.
So you don't believe in it?
I don't know if I do or not.
My wife, the other day, you know, because my wife goes, do you believe in God? Because she's a full-blown atheist. I go, I believe in power greater or whatever, and karma. She goes, well, what about all the little kids that died or whatever? They didn't have karma? I go, you know, maybe they didn't believe yet. But I think in life, and you've heard this, you always know when you're doing something wrong. But you don't always know when you're doing something right. But when you do something right, it feels good. Now, for me to get up and leave, that would feel good.
For the audience.
I believe in the karma. You don't believe at all that you...
I don't know.
Don't you think if you're a good person or you do good things, you at least bring a better vibe towards you, better aura, better, you know? I'm just trying to, you know, listen, I'm just trying to be my wife.
Marry an idiot then.
Oh, that was good.
I don't, I don't know if I... Colin, do you think that's a fair summation of karma?
I think that I do believe in karma because I must have done something interminable in my past life that I'm stuck in this seat right now listening to this asininity from the man next to me. I wanted to take that screwdriver and stick it in your ear the entire time.
You didn't think that was a good summation of karma?
I thought it was a stumbling, stuttering, hesitating nonsense.
No. And fuck face.
I don't know, sir. What do you think?
Oh, I muted him.
Oh, he's done. All right, we can go to the next call. We talked about karma for a minute. That's your answer.
I believe in it.
You couldn't. You're not nice to anyone.
Oh, I am in real life.
I don't know you. I only know you in real life.
He doesn't know you in the entertainment business. He only knows. Every young comedian I've ever met said, the first time I met Boss, he was a dick, including me and Keith.
It's the worst. And it's the worst first impression. He's the only comic my parents met who they didn't like originally. They've liked every comic they've met the first time.
And you're probably the only child they didn't like. I don't do. I'm not good on the first impression.
You're not.
But no. I do the right things in life. I carry the message of hope.
Okay. Anybody who needs a little hope, feel free to call in. Hi, you're on with us.
Sorry to hear about Ozzy. I'm sure you've already talked about it, but
thank you. Yes.
My question is because I mean, I'm in shock right now. Did you
so is Harriet
would be gone so soon after the concert?
Well, no, you never think anyone's going to die 2 weeks later. But I'm glad he was able to do the concert. Like, I'm just happy he was able to do it. So it would have sucked if this happened right before the show. So I'm glad for him that he got to actually do it and get the send-off and, you know, all that love people gave him. So, yeah. Of course, we're all shocked. I mean, I'm not, you know, I wasn't expecting it this soon.
There was,
right.
Yeah. This is sad.
Okay. Send my love to Nikki.
All right, I will. She's in the next room after surgery. Thank you.
She okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She just had a little surgery. Yes, who's on the phone?
Her cataracts. Oh, my God.
Yeah, hello?
She went, oh, my God. What is that? Oh, my God. Get it off my bed.
There's a bug on my dick. yes, you're on the phone.
Oh, how the fuck am I supposed to know? Because I'm just sitting here listening, and there's like no beep or anything. But anyways.
Oh, we'll fix the system.
Yeah,
coming in hot, sir. Coming
apologize. Sorry for the lack of beep.
Yeah, well, I forgot that I was actually calling. I thought I was listening to the podcast that hadn't come out yet. Because the only reason I'm calling is because I think I'm the only asshole that was on YouTube, and I found out that of Ozzy's demise from the chat, from the comment section. So, I don't know. That was kind of weird. So I wanted to call and see if you were crying or not.
Someone I'm not crying.
To hear you and speaking of karma and everything like that, you know, normally I would feel like, you know, I don't really carry the way. It's not like really bad karma.
Get to the point, fuckface.
Yeah, that's Vosh showing great karma.
So you're obviously very familiar with ChatGPT and yes. You know how it's about, you know, the whole thing. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but you know the other one, the X one. I don't know if you ever used that one.
Grok.
It's a little more.
Yes, Bob onion. Kelly uses it. Yes, very. It's very. It's very risque. It's very ribald.
Grok.
Yeah, Grok.
So I was having a great night last night. Really fun night. Now I took a little bit too much Adderall, and I decided to play online poker for about 6 hours, from like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And I got with him a lot, but. So I got a little.
Sir, the wheels are coming off.
Hey, sir, we have another podcast to do in fucking October.
Sorry. So long story.
It's already a long story.
It's a long story.
You can talk to it and you can have a conversation with it.
That's how I feel.
So why don't you practice with Grok?
I was feeling pretty horny, and there's a like X-rated version.
Yes.
Where you can have like voice chat sex or whatever. And
yes.
You can customize how she reacts and everything like that. So. Anyways, 7 o'clock this morning, I decided to start talking shit to it, and I relieved myself. I told her to tell me, after I told her to debate creationism versus the Big Bang, but while she's explaining it, I wanted her to kind of like interject about how bad she wants to suck my dick, and just because I thought it would be funny, and it was funny. But then after she kept saying. You know, talking about the pros and cons.
Can I tell you that hearing this is worse than when I heard Ozzy died?
Yeah.
And okay, this is worse.
I'll let you go.
Just say
you
Jim.
You don't have to. Well, at least I'm not asking you whether or not I should quit my stand-up comedy career.
That's a great. That's a good point. But, you did not ask that, but thank you very much, sir, for the call.
So,
you've made
anyways,
me feel
I
better.
But,
nothing. You know, nothing could be worse than this.
Yes.
No, I just don't want to. I just felt like my soul died after I blew a load talking to an AI, and I think I just committed some sort of cardinal sin.
No.
So.
No.
Other than the time that
I like
two
how like, I was freaking out about it,
two.
But you're like it's not a big deal.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate your phone call. Another barn burner. Let's see who's on. Guys, do what I do. Enter the room, dick first, sporting a nice hat. Blue Chew is not just a tablet, it's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting. Like someone gave you downstairs a little pep talk and a gym membership. And believe me, mine was in dozing off slug boy territory. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. I love Blue Chew. I take it. I've taken it for years. Sometimes I wasn't even sure. Yeah, I'm married now, but sometimes I go on the road and I'm by myself and I just want to walk around the hotel lobby with a tent in my pants. So what do? I take a Blue Chew. And I feel like a virile man done for once in my life. It's such a nice feeling to know that I'm going to be able to perform. Last time I took a Blue Chew, my dick got sponsored by an energy drink company and refused to do missionary, saying it was bad for the brand. These are roast jokes, I guess, about my penis written by the Blue Chew people. I carry my encyclopedia Britannica everywhere. We should hire Chip Chipperson. I'll write jokes for the Blue Chew read. I already wear his hat. One more of these gems. One more of these home runs. I tell you, someone's been taking Blue Chew for their writing arm. You ever try to tuck in a submarine? I've been told my penis smells like a sub sandwich, so I guess this is kind of relevant to me. This ain't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection. All right, guys, look, aside from these awful puns, this is not just about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Oh, God, I walked right into another pun, or I backed into it. Give her group chat something to talk about. It'd be nice if my wife could finally text her friends and brag about her husband's penis. Oh, my God, it actually worked better than expected, and he had a little bit of blue grit on his teeth. Enough with all this. Blue Chew works for me. I've enjoyed it. It's helped me have better sex. It's given me a lot more confidence. Everyone knows about Blue Chew tablets. You've all heard people talking about it. And you've all heard me talking about my penis for decades. I love Blue Chew. Discover your options. BlueChew.com. BlueChew. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, you get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code Norton at checkout and you pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. You really are one of my favorite products, and I really do use you a lot.
Hey, this is Mohammed calling from Spain, actually.
Hello, Mohammed from Spain.
This is going to be a love fest because I love you guys.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions in particular. Well, Rich Paul did say he believes in a power grater. I don't know if he believes in the cheese grater, too, but, you know, that's all.
Hold on a second.
I hope that was a chip. That was a chip.
Oh, I hope the bomb explodes early.
Yo. Listen, I just want to give you guys credit, like each of you guys credit for one thing real quick. I love you guys. I've been a fan forever. Colin is a fucking brilliant human being. Like, I don't know if everybody catches it, but Colin is cultured and fucking quick and funny. He's just a babbling idiot sometimes, so you can't see it. But
that's
I love
a great
Colin.
Point. Yes.
He's very brilliant.
I agree with the last part of that. You lost me in the beginning and you got me back at the end.
His skin is dry.
MC.
Boss. Well, we just heard Boss with the power grader and all that. We know Boss. But yes. Boss is a killer. I think everybody knows Boss is a killer. Everybody. Like, we know Boss. You know, but he doesn't get credit enough. I just hear Boss is an idiot thing.
No,
I
want
to hear more. Boss
you.
Is a killer and he was a sniper.
He brings hope
and,
to people,
and he's
too.
A Jew. Yeah. I still love him, though.
Thank you.
And he's
the hostages.
He's my favorite Jew on this planet.
You should lead with that.
Thank you, sir.
I have a, don't worry, I have a story.
I love you guys. Man. I really love you guys. And listen, one more thing. I'm your number one fan in Spain, and I'm your number one Muslim fan, just so you know. Nobody knows you guys over here in Spain. So
thank
I'm
you.
We know that.
Love you guys. Punching
I
out.
Have a story about
you.
Divorce, by the way. If
you'd
like to hear
so,
you mentioned his religion, which is unrelated to the story. Well, maybe not, but I was just at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City this weekend.
That's a good club, yeah.
I don't know. They won't use me anymore.
Great club. Oh, now they won't use him anymore. So
I'll tell you why.
I talked to the owner, and he said, "I love Boss." He goes, "But last time Boss was here, you know, if you get a bonus, if you sell like 100 tickets, let's say, you get a bonus, right? $1,000 bonus."
He told you that.
Wait. So Jim, so he sold. Let's say he sold 92. So he needs 8 tickets to get the bonus. He bought the 8 tickets himself. Wait. He bought the 8 tickets, which is. You know, kind of a dirtbag move to like rob the guy for $1,000. But here's why, only Voss, no one else. He goes up to the guy, high fives, and goes, "I just bought 8 tickets." Basically, like going back to a bank the next day and going, "I robbed your bank yesterday."
No, I didn't.
You're
do
the
that.
Dumbest bastard I've ever met in my life.
First of all, that's a true story. There was like 6, 8, and it wasn't a big bonus.
I like
and
his defense. He goes, "No, that's a true story."
It's 100% true. Oh, is that why I'm not going back?
Yes! Yes! You robbed him for 8 tickets to chisel him out of the bonus, the nicest guy in the business, Kate.
He's not the nicest.
And then he's pretty nice. And then you have the audacity to tell him like he was going to celebrate with you.
Like he'd be happy to have to pay the bonus but you barely scraped by.
First of all, you were going to agree that I did the
right
thing.
It was a pretty brilliant move. I mean, it wasn't done.
Anybody could think of that stupid move.
No, he they couldn't. Brilliant. But he did.
You would have had to buy 40 yeah. tickets. So shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, that is a pretty smart move, though. I give it credit. That's a but you shouldn't have told
him. Who would have thought of that? I mean, you guys,
did you get the bonus?
Just hit me. Yeah, I got it. I bought the fucking. It was sold out.
I hope
out.
It was worth it.
I don't give a fuck.
That's I literally hope that there were. I hope the bonus was only equal to 7 tickets, and stupid paid for it, and that's the time.
Hold on, should I text Keith and tell him to call?
No, I don't want to start.
Why you said?
Because I,
not working there anyway. You have nothing to lose.
Oh, maybe, that Keith, yeah.
Maybe I should make up.
I think it's Keith Robinson.
No, Keith I wouldn't Robertson. Call him.
Oh, boy.
And I'm glad you called him Keith Robinson. That's what you should be called.
Tell him I'll give him the money back if he rehires me.
Yeah, we'll put him on speaker. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's get this.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Oh, well.
Let's take another call in the meantime.
Welcome back to Opie and Anthony.
Well, hold on. It literally might be, by the time he picks up someone, all right, let's get to the next call.
Hi, I got a problem.
What's your name?
My name's Paul. I'm trying to find Sesame Street on HBO when they took it off.
You're full of turkey.
What's the net? What's the number of this show?
The number, hold on a second. What is it?
Right here.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
That show's funnier than anything Rich Voss put out.
Oh. 720-820-1337, little Carl. Can we give you a little kiss on your nipple?
Thanks. You sound familiar.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir.
I put your mom out when I was done.
is he a jive turkey?
That's what I'm saying.
Jive turkey. All right.
Jim didn't have the balls to just now go, hey, sir, that's my character. It's not part of the show. It's weird.
I didn't mind.
Shut up.
I went with it. Gave me an excuse
you
to
went
do
with it.
It.
No.
He gave me an excuse to do Uncle Paul. I was happy. I was delighted, actually, to do it. What, Rich? What do you want to ask?
I don't know. Your characters, your podcast. Stop.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We understand they're not taking off, but it is something to do every day. As opposed to catching skin cancer, hitting a ball into a hole.
When it could be your cock.
Oh, no.
That was dirty. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be dirty because I'm a clean comic now.
Do you have to go to skin? Do you get skin things or no?
I always had a dark complexion.
Yeah, you are because you're partially Latino.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my daughter who married a black dude, they have this beautiful Puerto Rican baby.
Oh.
Right. Look how fucking. Where's the picture? Huh?
Oh, this is getting really.
Yeah.
This won't bring it to a screeching halt.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see family pictures right now.
Yes.
Right now, he's probably deleting his Epstein texts. Hey, Jeff, got some great sun on the island.
All right, go ahead.
What were we talking about Epstein?
What about him?
Oh.
What about him? I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened? You installed a disco ball over a crib at his house?
Oh, Jesus.
That was funny. All right, go ahead.
A comic whose name I'm not going to say, doesn't matter.
Ooh.
A little intrigue.
Calls me and says, I have 2 tickets to the Book of Mormon. Would you like to go?
To Bonnie or you?
To me and Bonnie. He had 2 extra. I go, why aren't you going? He goes, I'm having dinner with Woody Allen. And he was at that dinner.
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. Was it Epstein's house or Woody's house?
I think it was at a restaurant.
It's Bobby Slayton.
I didn't say his name.
It's fine. Bobby Slayton was on YouTube talking about this shit.
He was?
Yeah, you don't need to hold secrets to people who talk about it on YouTube.
I didn't know he talked about it on YouTube.
What happened was...
I don't watch YouTube like Colin. I'm not lonely.
He did the... some podcast he was on.
Oh.
But I got invited to that too, by the way. And
did that dinner?
Did some dinner, but it just rubbed me the wrong way because I was like, what am I, a trained monkey for Woody Allen, you know?
Yeah.
Which I guess I should have been.
You should have been, yeah. The greatest comic genius of the last 100 years.
But, But they're like,
meanwhile, you're on this show. Me and him.
So anyway, but it was at Epstein's house.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, I don't know. You've that been there mansion. So many times,
you're probably like, why would I go back for a dinner?
But it was at that mansion because he mentioned some Upper East Side place.
Oh. Oh, he mentioned to Max, or to, I guess, Ghislaine Maxwell that he might bring his wife, to which she said, no women. Ah, party fell through, or at least Slayton's invite did. Oh, but Epstein kept in contact with him. Okay. Interesting.
Wait, Epstein, Bobby never
went to... Oh, Epstein was friends with him. I thought Woody was friends with him, yeah. Well, he was in a couple of Woody movies, you know, Bobby Slayton.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Epstein took a like. He saw him perform at the Palm Beach Improv in the 90s. Oh, okay. He was a fan. They were
West Palm Beach?
Yeah.
Comedy Corner?
It doesn't say in the article. I can only give you what they wrote. He performed for his 50th birthday party. That's nice.
Oh, nice.
That sounds like fun. Would you have done that?
What? Anything.
Performed at Epstein's birthday party?
And I would have told him, hey, listen, I'll buy the other 10 tickets.
What a small-time hustler you really are.
Thank
really?
You. Do you think so?
That? Yes.
Yeah. You that's like getting beat up with weighted dice.
Oh, it really is sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the more I think about that, the more upsetting it is. Did you hear back from from Keith from Wise Guys?
Not yet.
It is a great club. I would love to hear his take on this.
Oh, boy. I killed on stage.
No, he said he loved Voss. That's the thing. He goes, I love Voss.
But...
he said, after that, I just really, it really rubbed me the wrong way.
I can't have a two-bit hustler here.
Yeah, that's what I say.
All right, let's go to...
Oh, my God, he really is.
Summer is here. More sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special. I don't know why I'm screaming. The number one thing you don't want to do all summer, spending hours inside cooking. It sucks, and I'm lazy. I don't like it. I can find great reasons to not do it. I'm just lazy, and I don't want to do it. That's where Factor comes in. Factor's chef, you idiot. You idiot, Jim. Put your hat back on. You're getting, there we are. Factor chef created. That's what this read was missing, my hat. Dietitian-approved meals. They are ready in 2 minutes. Taking the hassle out of eating well, because I'm trying to eat well, I'm trying to drop weight once again, and you can get very healthy options here. And when I eat these, I do a very good job with my diet. Why? Because I'm not looking for things to shove in my fat face. I pop it in the microwave, pop it in the oven, 2 minutes later, it's ready. They arrive fresh and ready to eat. They're perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond, and they're also perfect for lazy people who just don't feel like cooking. 45 weekly menu options. You can pick gourmet meals. They fit your summer gains and your goals. Choose from options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your day, sun up to sundown. Nutritious breakfast, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts, which is my favorite part because I like to snack and I like desserts. Factor has your whole day covered. Enjoy more this summer. Get Factor. If you want all the flavors and none of the fuss, I happen to like the snacks and dessert the best. The meals are great. I love the chicken. I love the salmon, the beef, all the regular stuff that like you can eat healthy if it's cooked properly. But I like the snacks and the desserts. There, you've got me. This is perfect for anybody who wants snacks and desserts you're not going to feel guilty about. Get started at factormeals.com/Norton50off. N-O-R-T-O-N. Number 5, number 0, OFF, Norton 50 off. And use code Norton 50 off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Code Norton 50 off at factormeals.com/Norton50off. 50% off plus free shipping. Factormeals.com/Norton50off. 50% off plus free shipping. What are you waiting for? Try it. You're as lazy as I am. You're sick and tired of the lousy food your partner is making. Just try it. I'll take my hat off.
Oh, listen to the other fucking guys with Bill Cosby-like stories. I'm just sitting there dozing off.
Yes, okay.
So, I don't really got a question. I was kind of hoping to just listen, but hope you guys are having a good day. I heard the bad news about Ozzy, just listening to shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
You haven't had one good caller yet.
No.
How is this podcast successful?
It isn't. Look who I have to bring on.
Oh, this is smooth.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. My question is, oh, by the way, Tunnel Run Bridge,
Jimmy, I'm a big fan of all of y'all. I have been for years.
Thanks.
I got a bit of a different question. So, so my pops, right? Been in my life for all my life. I found out he wasn't my dad. And he's been, like, really shitty towards the end of the years. I don't know how to go about treating that guy. Like, he's been really, he kind of disbanded me for another family, like, growing up. And then I found out towards his later years, he's not even my biological father.
Does he have money?
I don't know how to
Good question.
Does he have money? No, he don't have money.
Cut him loose.
Fuck no.
Let him go. You did the best you could. Fuck him.
Film yourself beating him up on YouTube.
Yeah,
man confronts not real dad.
Yeah.
I try to be there for the old man because, I mean, he's in his, like, late 80s and shit, but, man, he was a fucking scumbag to me when I was growing up. So I didn't know how to take it. I wanted to take the better route of actually, you know, trying to be there for him, make sure nobody, like, took advantage of him, take care of his, like, bank accounts and shit like that.
Mickey Rooney? First of all, you do the right thing and you'll have good karma come back to you. You can't.
This is coming from a person who's never done the right thing.
You can't change.
Hope to people.
You can't change how you can't change how he was to you, but you can only do what you can do for yourself.
That statement should be followed with the sound of a ladder clanking to the floor.
I don't get that.
It means you have a rope around your neck.
Oh.
Hey, fuck that guy. He spent his entire life drinking. Yeah, I don't give a shit. He didn't leave me no money. I'm fucking done.
All right.
I don't blame you.
We don't blame you.
Let go and let God.
God bless.
Thank you. Don't use it as a ladder. It was like a stool. But it was funny.
Why? Because he's a toad. You think he uses a stool?
What's that? That's the good thing is you can never hang yourself.
Why?
You have no chin.
I know.
Yes. A primordial ooze cannot be hung from a rope. You can't have a solid.
You can't kill yourself.
Deal with a liquid.
You can't kill yourself with a harness.
Jim's life is rock, paper, scissors.
You're on the phone. Caller, what's your question?
Oh, good. All right. So I'm dating this dude, and I don't know if to break up with him before he goes on vacation or after he goes on vacation.
You don't even sound gay.
I've said that in the mirror.
I would say after you go on vacation.
Yeah, let him have fun on his vacation.
Yeah, are you guys going together?
Yeah, let him come home to sorrow.
Yeah, you don't want to waste those Speedos.
Yeah.
That happened to me with my first wife. We went to Aruba, and the day we got home, she goes, I want a divorce.
Right. 7 years. She was with Natalie Holloway.
She was with Ray Allen the whole time.
Oh, yes. It was way.
How come the crowd likes him so much and you not? Are you going on vacation with him?
No, I'm not.
You let him have fun on his vacation, unless you hate his guts. Plus, you don't want him to go out and do a bunch of fun fucking on vacation. So make him be faithful and wreck the vacation where he can't have fun.
Yeah, no, in fact, wait for him at the airport with a sign when he comes back. I'm breaking up with you.
Whoa, Colin's on fire. It doesn't matter, you're both going to hell.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Yeah, I no longer want to exist in this doomed life with you. Oh. All right, thank you very much. Next caller. See how much fun the callers are?
I think that guy was faking it.
So do I.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, he was faking
it. No, he was straight. Tell by the way his cadence.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gay.
Yeah. Hey, I got this guy.
Hey, we can do it. Me and this guy. So he says pricks. All right.
Yeah, I got a question. I've been a pervert since I was 16. I can't stop going to massage parlors.
How old are you?
But now I have a wife.
17.
I have a wife and two kids.
Oh.
And I can't. I find myself driving home and I'm calling massage parlor after massage parlor and then I just go home and masturbate.
Yep.
How old are you?
Do you have any advice on how I could stop?
I mean, Colin's asking how old you are. It's a fair question.
Right now, I'm 28.
All right, so 11 years of compulsive 12 masturbation.
12 years.
12 years.
Stupid. Oh, 16, yeah.
Stupid.
Well, you could try a 12-step meeting for it. It's very addictive sex, the phone calls, the rituals. It's all ritual. That's why I think Tiger Woods' game started to fall apart after he got busted, because I firmly think that, like, his texting and all that shit is part of a ritual, which you, like, to keep the dopamine high going, and then after it was exposed, he just fucking collapsed because he couldn't do it anymore. So, yeah, it's probably just a part of your routine, your ritual.
Yeah. Take the kids with you wherever you go. This way you won't go into those
or
places.
They'll get addicted, too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is that, yeah, you
thank
don't want to be like this CEO at the Coldplay concert with the hot HR chick.
Why don't you just, next time you go in, you sit down with a girl and go, tell me what your day is like and what your life is like here. And if she repeats her heartbreaking, horrible human trafficking story, you might not be as turned on.
That is a good point. Or you might be even more turned on and say, could you bring in a friend? Make her tell you, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep me coming back.
Yeah, just think of the risk if you get caught. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your wife and your family for the quick high. Like, look at this guy. He had to leave his gig.
It's a totally different situation. You're talking about guys going to the whack off parlors, and this guy was like,
whack off parlors? This guy's 1968. Yeah, yeah. That's a fucking, that sounds like fucking stage direction on fucking Midnight Cowboy. Yeah.
Read all about it.
Yeah. Went to a whack off parlor. A whack off parlor. You really are an old man. No, it's the same thing, is that you get caught, and the penalty for getting caught is your fucking life blows up. You lose everything.
But that's not the thing. You can't compare the two situations. Here's a man giving a friendly hug to a coworker during a cold break.
That is a good point. I mean, they were just literally, she probably was falling backwards, and he protected her, and now all of a sudden he's in big trouble.
And now he's headlining improv.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Because anybody that has a following, they'll hire.
Ooh. An indictment of our business.
I'm just saying. You know.
I hear you.
By the way, Rich,
I hope Keith doesn't hear that one. He might think you're taking a stab at him.
Rich took issue last time when the first episode we did together came out because you didn't like the fact that you said that you thought that the reels were poking fun at you. You said that.
What was poking fun at
him? I said the reels.
No, I only saw the first clips, and they were. But then you put up a couple more.
Yeah, then Jim pointed out to you that you said he was blowing his father. Perhaps your sensitivity was a little hypocritical.
It was unwarranted, considering it is literally the most ruthless thing anyone's ever said to me or in my presence. And yet he was a little hypersensitive that we called him a dum-dum.
Yes.
I'd rather be a dum-dum than Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes. It's not like calling you a dum-dum is letting the cat out of the bag, by the way.
I need...
All right, yeah, who's on the phone? Well, just go ahead, Rich. I apologize.
This guy stepped down from his job. Big deal.
I mean, it's one of those things where you get caught fucking the head of HR. You just...
Oh, because they were in the same company.
Yeah, he was the CEO.
Oh, okay. If they were in different companies, he wouldn't have to sit down.
Of course not. No.
No, right?
No.
I mean, Clinton never stepped down.
He didn't?
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Well, okay.
I'm not sure I like the new, like, intelligent voice. Like, the new counselor voice. Like, you know what I mean? Like...
You don't like the evidence wear?
First of all, I don't like the old Colin or the new Colin or just Colin.
Hold on. I might think of that on the way to a whack-off parlor. beat it, Flatfoot. I'm going to a whack-off parlor. Yes, you're calling. If you have any questions.
Because I know I did well.
Yeah. I told you why.
Yeah. I know. Now
you
I know.
You robbed him and you tried to get him to celebrate with you.
That is a really stupid
thing. I didn't try to get him to celebrate.
And if it was anybody else, we wouldn't believe it. But with you, I guarantee that's what happened.
100%. Nobody would make that up. No. 8 tickets shy.
And nobody else would do that except him.
Not at all. Not at all.
Come back to the scene of the crime for a fucking victory party.
A celebratory beverage together.
Yes. I didn't come back and say, let's celebrate, but I did do it.
That is it.
Well, how do you know about it if you did it?
Because I said to him, I'll buy the tickets. But I didn't say...
No, you didn't say I'll buy them. You bought them.
No, I said to him, I go, well, and take... Here, I know exactly the... It wasn't even a big bonus. Here's... You want me to tell you exactly what it was?
Yes, I do.
Exactly what it was.
Yep. So quit saying exactly and tell us.
Yeah, and it makes me
look
bad.
It wasn't a big bonus. We've seen your career.
You've seen my career?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm not... No, because I'm thinking. It'll make me look... It'll make me look bad. I'm not going to say...
Was it a camera? Right. Not to say...
No, come on.
I forgot about
it. No, you didn't.
Yeah, whatever. It was short, like 10 tickets. I bought them $20.
It was a 12-seat room.
It was
And the other two are you and him.
So, I remember exactly, because right before the gig that day, me and the middle went and took pictures in front of his barn in Utah.
That seems to be a pattern of yours.
Yeah, it was...
Imagine Dragons was on the first album.
He's referencing me in Florence. Yeah. In Utah. All right, so what happened? Yeah,
it was
shy.
$20 a ticket, so I paid $200 off the bonus. That's all, right. All. And whatever the bonus was, I got that less than $200. And yeah. I guess when I said it to him, when I said it to him, I was waiting for him to go, "You're fucking nuts." But he goes, "Okay." So I wasn't even being serious. But then when he said, "Okay," I go,
"You thought he would go like, I'll give it to you anyway. You came close."
Well, most club owners should, because I've been to clubs where, you know, you get close and they give it to you, or, you know, it's summer. I made a mistake.
When did this happen?
Last week. No, this years ago. It had to be probably 12 years ago.
Okay.
So I made a mistake. That's all. But I thought he would go. I most likely thought he would go, "You're nuts. Get the fuck out of here." Yeah. Right. And he goes, "Okay." So
because
I didn't know he would.
Exactly. He's going, "You're digging your own grave right now." Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I wasn't looking towards
it. It'll cost me $200.
No, that's not true. That's not true, because he hired me again after that.
No, he did.
I did his other room.
Stop pointing with definitively. Yeah. We don't
yes,
like that.
He did hire me again after that. So
I don't
that's,
like your
he's
point.
He's bullshit, because I worked his other room after that.
You could have smoothed this over. Now you're saying he's bullshit. Why don't you smooth it over? You don't have to say he's bullshit as you're smoothing
over.
I did work his room.
Don't worry.
I don't like your fucking Laurel and Hardy point.
Listen, first of all, he's not.
I did, Stanley.
Shut it. Okay, Ollie.
All right, you're on the phone with
I would smooth it over.
That's what we're just trying to help you do.
Yeah.
And you go, "Fuck him."
I'll go. You know what? I'm going to tell him I'll come in free next time.
He'll probably still say it's not worth it.
He'll lose money.
They're going to charge me for that hotel room. All right.
Jimmy.
God. You know what sucks? Tossing and turning, besides this hat, let's be honest, everyone hates Jim's new look. The $8 glasses, the Sabbath shirt. I kind of look like a rock writer from Rolling Stone. Tossing and turning sucks because your mattress is garbage. I lived with it for years. It's time to upgrade to Ghostbed. Ghostbed's a family-owned company dedicated to helping you get great sleep. Every Ghostbed mattress, it's made with cooling materials. This is all I care about in a mattress. I don't care who makes it. I don't care what they use. I don't care if it's filled with rocks and human hair. As long as it cools me off, and Ghostbed does, it's perfect if you're like a naturally hot sleeper, which I am. Or anyone who wants a little help falling asleep and staying asleep, their Ghostbed Lux, which is the one Daddy has, is their top seller, with patented cooling technology and their exclusive ProCore Elite layer. That layer gives you a bit of added support in the middle of the night when your body is the heaviest, so it's going to make a huge difference so you don't wake up all caved in like a contact lens. Now, you're not sure if the Lux is right for you. Okay, of course. Why would you take my word for it? We don't sleep together. Go to Ghostbed and take their mattress quiz. It's a quick quiz. Answer a few questions about your sleeping style, and you're going to get matched with the right mattress in the Ghostbed collection. They really care about getting you the right mattress, because nobody wants a mattress sent back. All Ghostbed mattresses come with a 101-night sleep trial. Why can I not say that? 101-night sleep trial. It's 101 nights, and it's a sleep trial. Put them together in your own brain.
Fast and free shipping, 20 to 25 year guarantee. And if you need help, there's real people in Florida you can speak to. So you can call and they will actually talk to you. And right now, my listeners and first time Ghostbed customers can get an extra 10% off on their order. Oh, on top of their already reduced prices. Did I not mention this? Maybe I didn't because I'm stupid. Ghostbed prices are up to 50% less than comparable brands to begin with. Go to ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton at checkout. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton for an extra 10% off. And remember, upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, maker of the world's coolest bed in the world. Ooh.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I know you got quite close with the Prince of Darkness in your lifetime, and I was just curious, what is the most authentic Ozzy story you have that you saw with your own eyes?
Can he email that to you, please?
I never saw anything.
We don't want to go down memory lane with this fucking douchebag. I got to wrap this up and go do Sam's wrestling podcast.
No, I would say that I never saw anything crazy. My favorite moment is when I was going to dinner or lunch with Jonathan and my ex Jen in LA, and I texted Ozzy to say hello, and he goes, "Where are you?" And I go, I'm in LA, and he goes, "Come over and I'll play the new album for you." So I left my manager and my ex-girlfriend in a restaurant and went to Ozzy's house and listened to his new record. That was probably my favorite Ozzy
moment.
This
is the fucking pattern he has. Let me explain something to you. What a turncoat this little weasel is.
How is that turncoat? It's Ozzy.
Just shut up. Right. We were in LA, and we were all taping that TV show on the pier. Louis Anderson was hosting, whatever.
The Louis Anderson show.
Yeah, the Louis Anderson. Yeah. So the night he was taping, we all went down.
Sounded like it was The Wire, that Louis Anderson show. I didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Listen
right
to me.
You're living proof.
So we all go down to support each other.
Was it a launcher of stardom?
He's taping on, let's say, Tuesday. We go down, him and Florentine are taping. We all go support him. I'm taping Wednesday, and I'm going, where the fuck are they? Dice said, they just met Dice. He goes, you want to go furniture shopping with me?
Ugh.
They left me hanging to go furniture.
No.
Yes, to go furniture.
You're partially right.
Sickening.
We loved Dice. It was the first time we met him, and he called us and said, let's go out and hang. And it was like, do I want to do that, or do I want to watch the same 8 minutes that I could probably see in 2025?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't weasel out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Did you pick out a nice sofa for Mr. Dice?
What about this ottoman, Jimmy? Yeah, Dice, that's perfect for you. You stretch out. Fucking asshole.
I was very happy. It was a great, great decision.
And you had to see
the horrible decision.
You had to see the
disloyal, shitty decision.
The night they met him at the store, we're all there.
Yeah.
They ran up to him. I'm telling you, I was embarrassed for him.
I believe it 100%.
Yeah, what happened was this. Since he's not good at telling a story, Maureen had gotten me a 7-minute spot at the Comedy Store. I'd never done a spot there. Night before the taping.
Oh.
So I walk in, and Dice goes on. And there was a payphone on the wall, so I called Florentine, and I held up the phone. I go, Dice is here. He's on stage.
Oh, so, this is even worse than you
Jim,
would tell me.
Jim came down.
Did he bring his camera?
Well, he did, actually.
A couple of super fan fruits he's doing.
We did take...
fucking Dice.
We
Ozzy
did
Jesus.
Take pictures.
Oh, God.
And when I came off stage, Jim and him were talking, because Dice brought me on. I did my 7 minutes. I bombed after Andrew. And then we became great friends. But yes, you're right. And then when I had the great invite, I had the great invitation to come watch Voss tape the Louis Anderson show, or to hang out with someone who I really liked.
After they supported you,
he's had nowhere else to do. Who does he know in LA?
That's true, too.
He had nothing. We're the only ones who knew him.
Then another time, we're supposed to meet for dinner, right, in Vegas, and he meets Sebastian. And Sebastian said, you want to go for dinner with me?
Oh my God.
Left us hanging.
He's lying. That never happened. First of all, you should have known that would happen. He would never get away from a table in Vegas long enough to have a fucking dinner. Degenerate idiot. How much for my teeth? No, that never happened. Do you like that picture from Seattle? I kind of look handsome there. That's me in 1990.
Where is that?
All the way to the right.
That's not bad.
Oh.
I like that other one, too. You just passed it.
That was my first headshot.
I was taken in 1990 in Arbajans, and that's from 1990 as well. Three months in the comedy.
Remember we did that gig and we didn't get paid for me, you, and it was for Vinny Brand. And, yeah.
Yeah, it was some guy in Voss. The guy didn't want to pay us, and Voss goes...
Notice we don't have to ask why. Even you guys cut to the fact that you didn't want to pay.
And then, I was with... Did you see a picture of me and Voss's physician?
One back. Oh my God!
Is that Kevorkian?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And the next one is Frank Lucas.
Oh, that's great.
No,
that's Frank Lucas. Yeah.
Get the fuck. Where'd you meet him at?
I interviewed him.
For what? Not this.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is his podcast. But where'd you interview him?
We interviewed him on the radio.
Oh, that's nice, Uncle Paul.
Yeah. All right, let's go to another call.
Oh.
Where are these from? My website?
I don't know. I just
Flickr.
All right, they're on.
You're on the phone with Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, and Jim Norton. It's a tough crowd reunion.
Oh, hi, y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you're on.
Ask him what's his question.
Oh, what's your question?
Hi, Lil Yummy. Hi, Colin. Hi, Louis Beans.
Hi.
Let it go.
I can't, man. It's the funniest thing.
What would Patrice say?
You guys are lucky Patrice isn't here.
Actually, that actually has to do with my question.
Overrated.
Of, all of you.
Yes.
What are you talking about there? What pills do you use?
We're looking at a picture of me and Bill Cosby. And that was a while ago. That was a while ago. That was like right after he got out of jail. No, that's 2011. Yes, sir. God, what's your question?
Hey, Jimmy. Hi. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask y'all. I got into listening to all of y'all from ONA. I hope that isn't too old or
no.
anything.
Appreciate
but I
that's
want
all we
to
have.
Know. My name is Blake.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know what is y'all's favorite or most memorable moment of that show, and or Tough Crowd, and once again just a big fan.
Tough Crowd when it got canceled. That was my favorite.
That was unnecessary.
That really was harsh. Colin, we can start with you. That was funny. That was the picture of Go Back. That was me and Geraldo and Linda, who still works at the Comedy Store.
Yes, yes.
You believed I was being phony, talking about how blacks don't win Oscars.
That was one of my favorite moments was when, my old favorite moments is when so one of us would go on a rant about something political and the other people would just... How it would just turn, like suddenly you're in the middle of winning and then suddenly you're losing and being attacked by the other people.
Because you've made a misstep somewhere.
You made a misstep.
It might be in the overly dramatic or
whatever
it was. Yeah.
And then suddenly everyone just turns on you and suddenly you're being attacked, even me as a host. And that was always funny, you know. And but the Linda thing was a funny one because what happened was I overheard Jim speaking to Linda. It was Ally Jim of the black community because he was trying to have sex with her. And so the next day we brought Linda on the show and interviewed her.
And made us reenact our conversation. It was really uncomfortable. I saw her last night. She still looks the same. Yeah. But I wasn't trying to sleep with her. I was just talking about something and Colin took issue with
it. He wasn't.
No, please.
He was at the table. He was moving.
Are you saying I was trying to be a phony ally?
Just to get laid. And he zeroed in. And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, I just think it's terrible what's happening to the community.
Whoa,
and
look how fucking pretty Bonnie was.
Jesus Christ.
Why is she sitting next to Harvey Keitel?
I think my favorite moment on Tough Crowd.
He looks like a childhood friend of Billy Joel's that still hangs out once in a while.
You look like Harvey Keitel. Oh. You do.
Is that Colin?
Yes.
No, look how gray he looks now. You dried up a lot.
Yeah, I did.
You had nice skin tone.
Well, I never had nice skin tone.
No, it's just a flash.
Yeah. My favorite moment on Tough Crowd is when I had my two little daughters on, and
they outacted you.
And well, yeah, but they had
and
the funny
won a
line
political
about,
debate.
What was the line they said about Norton? It was so fucking funny. Whatever, that was my
they
favorite.
They said
one.
What?
I don't remember.
They were funny.
He looked like a seahorse.
My favorite moment was Carlin. That was definitely
that was a great moment.
It was the Carlin when I got to break the fourth wall and ask him to autograph an album and ruin the end of the set. That was my favorite.
Did he do
that
it?
Was pretty bad.
Well, yeah, it was written, but it was still fun. I got to do it.
It was fun.
And I got a great picture with him. He's dressed like a priest. I think I have it over there. Carlin is dressed like a priest, and I'm dressed like an altar boy. It's really, really
awesome.
That was
funny.
Okay, next caller? Yeah, that was fun. And you guys
O&A, my favorite moment is when we did that thing with Chaz, where you didn't come up. I read The Bronx Tale with him.
Yeah.
You guys set me up.
The
guy
just kept through referencing that, and you go, let it go.
Well, he asked the favorite moment. So you're right. Move on, buddy. MoveOn.org.
He did just say Louis Beans, and you're like, let it go. Yeah. Fuck that. Why do you say that? It's my favorite moment.
That was a favorite. That was
it
a good
was.
Moment.
One of mine, too.
No, you've got a neurological problem because nobody else would say that after what you just said.
Yeah, nobody.
It makes no sense.
Oh, that's Ozzy reading the card I got him. You see the books? The Beatle books under him?
Wow, that's sad.
No. Yes, you're
where did you meet Keith Richards at?
That was and Ron Wood. That was the bathroom at the Apollo Theater.
No. You got numbers? Where's your drill?
All right, you're on the phone, sir.
I am.
Yes,
just
you are.
Just want to make sure.
Donnie and Marie.
Oh. Okay, hey.
Me
hey, Jim.
My first day with my wife.
Wait, hold on, sir. Why you went to see the Stones at the Apollo?
No,
or you were seeing
McCartney,
somebody?
But they were there.
No.
I saw McCartney there, yeah.
Did you get McCartney a picture with him?
I have gotten one, yeah, but not that night.
Who's on the other end of this picture?
That was the joke I made, but you were too busy rushing into your insult.
It wasn't an insult. I was asking. I'm pretty fucking amazed that you got a picture with Keith Richards.
Oh, no, but I was just saying that's my first date with my wife.
And oh, I didn't
know. Mouth is wide open like a homo.
Oh, God. Somebody's throwing bird food at you. Sorry.
All right, that's just not needed. All right, you're on the phone with the three of us.
Oh.
Hey, Jim. I just want to say you're one of the few comedians I still trust to talk about real issues with honesty and humor.
Thank you.
No real malice, but I've been noticing something that's been happening a lot. Like some of your peers, like Joe Rogan, Tony Hinchcliffe, Anthony Cumia, and even Tim Dillon, they seem to like feed into like an alt-right pipeline, and they even are like acting like an additional media wing of the government to push various ideas. And I don't know if it's opportunism, naivety, just being flat out racist, or something more coordinated, but it feels like it's happening to a lot of the top podcasts. I mean, I go back to look at like the Tony Hinchcliffe Kill Tony content from way back when. Dude, he's like a well-mannered, sweet boy. So I just wanted to ask you, have you ever been approached to push like a certain political or ideological message? And how do you feel about like the shift in comedy? It seems like some of these podcasters are being like a tough piece.
I was approached by the Whigs, and they asked me if I would push the party.
You're talking to one. What's a Whig?
Okay.
If you ever say what's a Whig, why would you interrupt with the joke?
Yeah, why would you imply that?
I fucked up. What's a Whig?
I'm not telling
I fucked up in Utah, and I fucked up just now.
Spelled W-H-I-G.
What is that? The reflective voice.
What is that?
Many years. I fucked up in Utah, and I fucked
up. But no, I don't. I think if like more progressive people were willing to do these podcasts, these guys would all have them on. I think that's they would all have them on. Like me and Matt Serra interviewed Trump. If Biden had called and said, I want to come on your podcast, we would have talked to him in a second.
You interviewed Trump?
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
No way.
In Vegas, in the Trump Hotel. We talked to him for 40 minutes, yeah. What a friend.
I think I keep up with all your interviews.
At least you came to your Louis Anderson taping.
That is great. I do appreciate that. I, on the other hand, did not want to ruin my trip to Los Angeles. So I went out with a legend.
It is pretty embarrassing that you would stand there with the dice on the phone. You know, show
but you know what? Here's what.
5 years there. It was 1995, 97.
Here's what this caller, if he's still on, if somebody is right wing or conservative, that doesn't make them racist, automatically racist, which he just said. The left has turned on fucking on Jews in Israel more than anybody. But I'm not saying every liberal or every fucking leftist is anti-Israel or anti-Semitic. It's ridiculous. So every right-leaning podcast or comic is not racist there.
No. That's not my argument. I'm saying that there seems to be like an additional wing of the government. Like, if you notice Tim Dillon and his recent interview with Alex Jones, they're excusing Trump for the Epstein stuff, and it just doesn't make sense. They had met with him, and then the next day, they're excusing what happened. It's very weird to me. And I'm not saying all right-wing podcasts are racist. It just seems like it's like an alt-right pipeline that seems to be happening with some of these people.
I think mostly that's who's willing to come on the podcasts. And I think that if a lot of these other people were willing to come on podcasts, they'd be getting the same interviews. That's my guess. Because I think, I know Kamala, Joe tried to have her on. Yes. Rogan wanted to have her on, and he said he would have waited whenever she wanted to do it. But she wanted to do it under her terms, which is 1 hour at another location, and he said no. But if she was willing to come in, he would have given her the same interview he gave
her. Sir, it's Colin. Sir, obviously you've now realized you're talking to two complete idiots who don't understand what you're saying. I'll explain to them what you're trying to say.
All right, did I miss something again?
You guys missed the entire thing. Yep. He's not saying any of that. What he's saying is that he thinks there might be somebody in the government or somebody in power that says, hey, let me finish for us.
I know what.
I'm just trying to explain what the guy's question is.
Okay. I know what it is. Is Qatar funding him? Is what's his name
is
funding
Qatar funding who?
Qatar. These podcasts, are they sending money to say this?
But he's not talking about Israel. He's talking about the Epstein files.
Well, it's all the same.
Sorry, am I wrong?
Yeah.
No, well, I'd say that's the most flagrant example of that happening. But yes.
No, but I don't think he's saying is the fix in on the podcast?
But look, Joe is Rogan's screaming about it.
I don't think it's
no, true. They're all saying where's the Epstein files? Rogan had Trump on and he's saying where's the Epstein files? Show them. Yeah. No, I don't think so, sir, at all. I know what you're saying, but that's why I'm saying if more of these other politicians were willing to go on, they'd get the same time. So
oh my God, we're not talking about that.
But I wanted to come back to my point. All right, thank you for the call, sir. I'm sorry if I butchered it and was not able to help. I know Colin didn't help and Voss.
I did help.
I was fucking. I was the most helpful.
You were the most unhelpful, especially when you tried to pronounce Qatar and then you got nervous because Jim shamed you out of your pronunciation.
Qatar, I said. Qatar.
It did sound like Qatar.
You were shamed.
I said
Qatar.
Qatar.
While my Qatar jump
or Soros, you know, are they being? Are you know? People think that
is who.
Are certain podcasts being funded
by who?
We know that these protests on these colleges are being funded. We know that
by who?
I don't know who, but somebody bought them.
They're being funded.
They didn't all go by the same tents at the same time. Okay, so they're being funded. There's people being paid to lead these protests, and that's a known fact. I don't know who's paying them.
Did you
really bring
a map on Rogan?
By accident.
Did you bring a hand-drawn map?
No, I printed it out.
Treasure Hunter?
I printed it out
what
from
are you
the internet.
Going with gig in 2006?
Listen, I brought a lot of stuff I printed out.
Oh, no. Teeth at the dentist root canal.
Oh, I know how he feels. All right, you're on the phone. Next, oh God, I heard about this at the end. I didn't see that you brought the map, but I did hear that you pulled the map out, and I could never watch it.
I think it was the beginning, right?
Yes, you're on the phone.
Hey, I just want to see if I was digging Colin's history stuff all the time. If I ever got like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, he'd be my my co-pilot, I think.
Thank you.
So what's Kennedy up? I was wondering. Where do you guys, how do you guys go about kind of like picking who and choose to like spend time and effort with and stuff? Because I'm just like, there's some friends I've known for a while that I'm kind of like on the fence about keeping around or not.
I know that feeling well.
Yeah. my family.
What's he saying? What's the question?
Who do we like to hang out with?
How do you pick and choose? Because he has some old friends that he doesn't want to hang out with
anymore. Oh, God. Yes.
Cut them loose. They're holding you back.
They sure are. Get rid of them.
Yes.
Cut them down.
If I had a whole different crew of friends, I wouldn't be here right now.
No.
No. Well, you couldn't possibly be in a worse position.
Yeah.
Right on. What, also, Jim, I was going to see, I'm out here in San Diego. One of my friends is the event booker for Pride out here. We just had it this week. I was wondering, next year, maybe get you out for a set or a
You don't sound gay Blanky. Either. What are those calls with straight voices?
Are you gay, sir? You're not gay.
No.
No, he just works with the event company.
No, I just got friends in the scene.
Okay, yeah, I'd be delighted to come out there and do a little set for you for an agreed-upon fee.
He has this is like every email. Hey, listen, why don't you come to fucking Denver? Oh, I didn't think of that. I have a friend who goes to the club regularly. What? Just Norton's thinking he's got a gig at the Pride Parade next week. He's all excited. He's got his calendar out. Nikki, we're going to San Diego next year. And I'm getting paid. This guy has a friend.
I didn't hear the friend part. I thought you were the event booker. You asshole. You've embarrassed me in front of my peers.
Wish you'd walk off one.
You're right. That was the most desperate thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, for my... Well, I get a certain amount.
I didn't hear the friend part. I didn't hear the friend part.
It's true. He was all excited about the gig next year.
I know. Hey, homeless, we're not doing a podcast in May of 2026. I'll be in San Diego.
I will be honest. I was going to pass along the tip to my agent.
Jonathan!
Oh, God.
I have a friend. I didn't catch the friend part.
Shut up.
Yeah, that was very bleak.
All right, yeah. That was very good. Thanks for the call.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Good. What do you got? You got a fucking carnival I could do 10 minutes at?
No, it's a bunch of stinkeroos that you've been getting on there. So listen, I'm coming up on 6 years of sobriety.
Congratulations.
And I'm ready to just cut my... I'm ready to cut my family loose, man. I can't do it anymore.
Yes, you can.
Cut your what?
My family loose.
Why?
My family.
Why?
Because I see swimming... Why? Yeah, exactly why. Because I see swimming and shit is not going to help me.
Oh.
Who's what?
They're not healthy.
Swimming
people?
In shit. Can you hear me?
It's like swimming in shit. It's not healthy.
No.
Oh, Jesus. You have to be a little more specific, sir.
That's right. It's like swimming in the Ganges. Let me put it more. Okay, more specific. Swimming in the Ganges.
Oh, the Ganges.
Does that help?
Just do what you got to do.
Family Indian?
Yes, the Ganges.
Do what you got to do. Not to pick up a drug or a drink today. Whatever you have to do, because your sobriety comes first. So move on. Your sobriety comes first. It's easy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you cut off family or anything? My sponsor was like, you know, you got to set the boundary.
No, they cut me off.
But I'm just ready. Well,
if I keep listening to this, I'm going to start drinking.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Hang in there.
Yeah, and 6 years is a miracle.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Ooh. That brought the fucking show to a
sure
dead halt.
Not to mention Colin's loud drink. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Rich and Colin and myself.
I'm his brother.
Hello, Rich and Colin. Happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Kyle. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Welcome aboard.
And I'm actually driving home. Oh, thank you. I'm actually driving home from work right now.
I'll be in Fort Worth this weekend. Oh, shit, it comes out. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking sorry.
What are you going to do?
Ask his question.
Yeah, what is your question? You're from Fort Worth and he's worth
less. Yeah, so I'm actually...
Hey, are you going to be in San Diego next May?
All right, we acknowledge Jim made an error. Jim was a little eager for a gig. Yes. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm driving home from work right now, and it's a job that I've been at for about a year and a half now, and I started. It was great. The money is actually pretty decent, but that's kind of the only thing that's keeping me around. I have other aspirations in life. I don't really know how to go about them because I currently have bills and shit I got to pay. But it's kind of sucking the soul out of me. But it's the money and the benefits, and it's just nice enough to kind of keep me around. Mm. And I don't really know how to, like, let go. I'm having trouble with that. Or should I even let go?
Well, don't leave unless you have something lined up.
Trust
you don't
me,
want,
yeah.
You know, and if you get a better offer, something you think that'll make you feel better in life, then go for it. You're probably young. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're young.
You're young.
Rich is in the hope business. So let me just explain.
Hope I never have to do this podcast again.
You won't. Wish granted.
Yeah, homeless is going to have some job cutting this one up, trying to find the highlights. Sir, life's going to suck the soul out of everybody. Just suck it up and enjoy that job.
Yeah. That is a good point. At least you're making money.
Yeah. I mean, we're living the dream, right. And half the time, if you could see us before
we're
the
living
show,
the dream
with our eyes dead as we as we wait to go on stage.
Well, as Pop was saying, you know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Just stay away from the whack off parlors.
Yeah, make a decision. Stay and sit.
All right, thank you. Mm.
Boss is having a mood swing.
Yeah, what happened, Rich? A dopamine dip?
No, I'm with you guys. This is fucking, you know, it should be called my podcast. Fucking dead weights. Fucking dead weights. Everywhere I go, I got to carry these fucks. Even that fucking Patricia's funeral, I had a headline. Fuck. Tough crowd special. Who goes last? Boss. Everywhere I go, it's just, it's unbelievable. I know where I'm not going.
It's because Utah. After you're done, they're going to leave anyway. So we might as well look like that's how we intended it. Okay.
Is it caller?
Yes, you're on the phone.
What's your question?
Okay.
I want to go back to Ozzy real quick.
Okay.
So, I've heard a rumor that him and, what's her name, Sparin had this suicide pact that if one of them died, the other one would just die at the same time.
I mean, it's just silly.
Yeah. You're going to see, like, rip Sharon Osbourne?
No, he didn't kill himself. And then she's not going to, no one's going to kill themselves.
And we're all hoping it's Norton.
No, I do not believe that. What do you think, she'd leave her children and grandchildren because of some fucking thing that heavy metal fans made up? No, it's not true, sir. It's idiocy.
No, yes. But the whole rumor? Oh, shit. I thought that was real.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Because you're stupid.
By the way,
Jim is not an insider, and he has no information on this. And he's acting like it's not true, sir.
Well, it's
the
not
family doesn't confide in Jim.
But I do know them well enough to know that that's not true.
He showed up at the concert, and you could see the awkward looks on all the faces as him and Florentine, two dads on parade, came backstage.
Well, by the way, Jim.
Yes, caller, you're on the phone. We'll wrap up shortly.
No way. Hey, how you doing, Jimmy? Big fan. Big fan.
Thanks,
I actually grew up, spent a lot of my childhood in the same apartment complex that Monster Rain took place. So I'm a huge fan. Nice. Colin and Rich.
Hello.
Yes, that's correct. Colin and Rich, you stink, and I don't like you.
Thank you.
Nice, sir.
Car crash.
I wish.
What's your question?
Sorry about that. But I just, first thing I thought of when I saw that, you know, the Aussie news, the first thing I thought of was Jim Norton.
And I'm a 30-year-old guy who's kind of spending all his time listening to Opie and Anthony reruns instead of getting married and having children. So I just wanted to ask, at this time in your life, when you see, you know, your pop culture icons kind of pass on, do you try and find new stuff from modern times, or is it just over for
me? You just do a better podcast.
You let all the stuff that you love die. This way, when it's your turn to die, you don't feel like you're leaving anything behind.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like everything you like starts to die, and then eventually it's your turn, and you're like, half the shit I like is gone anyway.
Yeah, but you can't keep what you got unless you leave it behind.
Ooh.
Hold on a second, sir.
Hey.
We've got some depth coming. Get one more time. Brother said something there.
Yeah.
You can't keep what you got unless you leave it behind.
Is that Rob Halford?
Hey.
I don't know.
Judas Priest. I'm surprised you don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Why would I know Judas?
He's gay.
And his first name is Jew.
And Rob, what you did to the club owner in Utah. Jew is better. All right. All right. Another call before we go. Oh, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jimmy boy.
What's up, buddy?
I'll give you a quick little rundown. I've been a cop for 15 years.
A what?
Hiatus. A police officer.
Thanks for your service.
Not a cop. Hey, man, no problem. So I met my current wife 6 years ago, and she helped me start my sobriety from alcohol.
Great.
Been sober for 2,389 days, and I do it by day. That way I keep building that number in my mind.
Awesome.
Anyway, so I can see the writing on the wall basically between her and I. It's always something. She throws my past in my face whenever she gets angry. I don't think I've ever heard her say sorry for anything, which, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, what do you boys do if you, I feel like I owe it to her to keep on trying to stick it out, because she's the one that pushed me to become sober, which was the best decision in my life.
Yeah, but if she's also a narcissistic,
now that I'm going back
in
the law,
if she's a narcissistic dud who never apologizes, then maybe she served her purpose in your life and you got sober, and now you can make a better decision and fucking ditch her and find someone who says she's sorry once in a while.
I think the
makes so much sense.
I think the important thing that you and Jim are both saying is that it's not, your job is not to look at your part. It's to look at hers.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You're asking sobriety questions to a cactus. Listen to me.
Wow.
Yes, that's how dry he is.
We got it. What do you think? I flew over my head? I got it.
If it did, you would have joined him because it would have been your family. I already killed earlier. You can't take that part out. Do what you got to do.
Oh, great.
To fucking do a four step.
The guy goes, oh, great. He knows he's going to get more of that wisdom.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, we've had our laughs. Now it's time for some sage advice. Go ahead.
Yes.
Is your wife sober?
No, she's in there on fucking pills right now. Think about me.
Probably.
Is your wife sober?
Yes, sir. I mean, she will have a drink here and there. It doesn't bother me. She doesn't get crazy or anything, surprisingly.
Sure.
She's more crazy sober than she is when she drinks.
Oh.
And, I know that I can keep my sobriety without her, but I always go back to the whole, maybe I owe it to her to stick it out a little bit longer.
Your wife didn't get you sober.
4.5 years.
Your wife didn't get you. You got yourself sober. Your power, your higher power got you sober. Your wife didn't get you sober, all right?
Amen.
Your wife didn't get you to drink or do drugs, all right? So no one gets you sober but yourself. That's it. So do you have kids?
Man.
Do you have kids?
No, so, well, I mean stepchildren. Stepchildren.
You have stepkids?
None of my own.
Yeah.
Stepkids?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're done with them.
Yeah, I think so. No,
they suck. Their mother's a piece
no, they're
of
great.
Shit.
And
no,
wow, I don't know, but no one got you sober I but feel yourself.
Well, I thanks for that, Rich. I try to tell myself that, but I'm better at listening to advice instead of practicing it. But that's my own fault, and I got to do it. But thank you guys. And Rich, I heard you're in Fort Worth. That's only about 6 hours from me. Don't. I'll see you this weekend.
No, no.
Oh, nice.
Where do you live? What? Because I'll probably be there if it's not Utah.
Yeah, what small town are you in?
Oh,
yeah.
No. It's I thought you said you were going to be in Fort Worth. I'm actually located in Midland, Texas, the shithole of West Texas.
We did a show there, Bonnie and I, Midland. That's where Bush is from, Midland.
I know you think there's more to this story, but there's not.
There's not. Bonnie and I were there, and George Bush once did spent a weekend there. That's the end of the story.
I knew it when he looked at Rich.
He's from Midland, Texas.
I don't care.
Oh. Shut up, Rich.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
It's oil country.
Hey, boys. Thank y'all. I'm punching out.
All right. Go to a meeting.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. That was really not a helpful addition.
I did help him.
You did, but you threw in that awful story at the end. It was not an interesting
story. Yeah, so he appreciates his wife. That's why I threw in that bad story.
All right. Last caller. You're on the phone with...
let's do it all night.
I have a two-part question. The first one is I produce a comedy show on Long Island that's been blowing up. We're taking it to Texas this summer. We're doing it at the Creek in the Cave. And me and a bunch of comedians are going down a week early to try to, promote and raise awareness and sell tickets. And I was wondering if you guys had any advice on how to do that.
Boss, this is your area. What do you got? I have no idea. I'm not a good promoter. But, Rich, you're the master.
Well, Norton, he just landed a big gig in San Diego. And... where are you doing the gig in Texas? What part of Texas?
Austin, the Creek in the Cave.
Oh, good. She's great. The owner's great. Have fun.
Rebecca's the best, yeah. I couldn't believe it when she let us do it. I was very...
Neither can I.
He wants some advice, Rich, not well-wishings. Not shallow well-wishings.
What do you want? How you need to go down there and push the show? What are you going
to
do?
But he wants to
put
know
up
how to
fucking
promote
posters.
It.
What are you, the fucking selling snake oil? Just hopefully people come.
That is the question, yeah.
That's what he wants to know.
All right, I can post it to the second part of my question.
Okay.
What's the second part?
Ask my other half. It's for Rich. I am currently dating a female comedian, and that's somebody who married a successful female comedian.
Very successful.
I was wondering if he felt that was a mistake because she's so much funnier than him.
Well, she is way funnier than me, and that
not a high
hacky,
bar.
That hacky fucking come at me. I've heard that it's so bad that I hope your show in Austin is a bust.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said he's dating a girl that's a comic.
Did he point out that you're sinking into that chair with your gut?
My gut is not even...
Shut up. It is.
Shut up. You look... Shut up, stork. Listen to me. good luck in Austin. It's a great comedy
town. That was really helpful. Cool.
And he's not dating a comic.
He looks like the stork and the baby he's carrying at the same time.
That deserved a little more. I think we're all just tired. You say I'm
of
fat.
You. You're not fat.
Thanks, Rich.
No, you're
not fat.
Wow. Do you mean that now, or are you just thinking? I never tell if the compliment is real or if that's a period or a semicolon.
Oh. Semicolon.
You look like you're on Dozempic.
Comedy.
Who goes into town early to promote? What's wrong with that?
What are they going to do? Walk around handing out flyers?
Blues Brothers did it. Yeah. Last call.
Go. We're going into town a week early. You fucking idiots.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for the snacks.
Yeah, cheap fuck.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Larry. Hey, Curly.
Hey.
Who's that?
I'll be Mo.
I'm Curly.
What's up, buddy?
So I recently posted an impression of me doing Gilbert Godfrey on Instagram. It gained some traction. I did it at his gravesite, and I just wanted to know how I can better desecrate his grave.
I mean, I think that's a pretty good... Let's hear it, though, first of all. Let's hear how good it is.
Oh, man, on the spot? All right.
Yeah, you did it on his grave. You can do it for us.
A Jew goes to hell!
How's that?
Not bad. Not as bad as I was expecting. Way better than I was expecting. One more line. Give us another line. Good.
A Jew goes to hell. All right. He bumps into Hitler. Hitler turns to him and says, I knew it.
Now, go into a bathroom and steal a roll of toilet paper. Nobody gets that. It's so fucking clever.
We'll determine if it's clever.
He's saying because Gilbert steals toilet paper.
He steals everything.
Yes.
Gilbert's known to be a bit of a snorer.
You should have said a green room, not a bathroom.
Well, whatever. You know, I used to see Gilbert like years ago at Cabin.
Good landers.
And I used to see him at Lake Hatch, and he used to do like impressions of David Brenner and all. Just great stuff.
Humphrey Bogart buying stamps.
All these stuff. And then he all of a sudden started just doing dirty jokes on stage. Yeah. What was the transition? Why do you think he stopped doing all the? His stuff was so like, I guess mainly for comics.
That's right. I feel like that was what it was. He was just not getting work, and audiences outside of comedians were like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
He was like too hip for the room, so he started doing jokes.
Just laughs.
Have you thought about maybe transitioning to that?
Yeah, they're calling me Richard the Joke Man now. Oh, boy.
This was fun.
Yeah.
I guess we're done.
So are anal warts.
We got off to a bad start because Jim, unlike the gracious
host. I thought we got off to a great start.
Unlike the gracious host who was last time, had no treats for us.
My God,
I bought a McDonald's Diet Coke. I wasn't
unbelievable. About your Diet you Coke. Think he was grieving?
You think he would have gave us at least a couple of his worms? Something.
It just wasn't thinking about your Diet Coke.
No, or anything.
You going to the gym in my building?
Someone's got to make use of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. You knew we were doing this podcast a week ago. You were bugging us about it.
That is true, but I didn't think to buy Diet Coke. Or
anything.
So don't use Ozzy's. He's trying to use Ozzy's.
And people always use somebody's death for whatever.
Stop trying to make a bit. Let's just attack Jim.
That is a great point.
People always use somebody's death.
Why do people do that? Did you ever notice when JFK died, everyone was late for work?
You stupid Shut hack. We're trying to trash Jim, and you have to try to make a
that
bit.
That is true. You made a bit out of
yours.
It.
Yours. It's our bit.
Exactly.
You're right.
Steal it.
I'm not going to try it this weekend in the Catskills.
Okay.
Oh, the goose egg.
Goose egg. Everything's bird talk with him.
That's what I'm thinking of your brain. All right. I'll have the last caller. All right. We'll go to the last caller. Yeah. This has to be the last one because we're over. Yes. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going? So I had a question.
What's your name? Are you Wayne?
Question. So my. Yeah, this is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
So first, I just want to say thank you for doing the podcast. I didn't know if you would do it or not. But I had another question about sobriety.
Sure.
So my friend has been trying to get sober for the past 2 years, and he's had stints where he's done well, and then like he'll like relapse. So twofold question: in your experience, how long does it take for sobriety to kind of like stick, if that's like the proper term? And then also, how do you support someone in their sobriety without being like not condescending, but like
codependent,
without feeling like you're being overprotected?
Just don't lecture them on what to do. I'll tell you what. Don't try to tell them when they need meetings or what to do. Just be supportive. Be there if they need you to. And don't be afraid to listen if they're talking about something. You don't always have to have the answer.
If you say, listen, talk about something, why'd you cut the guy off in the middle of a sentence?
Because he was beginning to go on and on, and he's not sitting there with a pistol and a fucking shot of Cuervo in his hand. He's asking about someone. That's why. I had listened enough. I mean, if somebody said, I want to drink tomorrow, and then they started to describe what kind of drink and what kind of bar they wanted to drink, shut up, I'll fix this. Rich, you got anything on that?
I'm done with this.
I wish you were talking about life.
Well, stand up.
No, there's nothing you can do.
He said that in 1988.
He said, there's nothing you could do. If he wants to get sober, he'll get sober. He knows what he has to do. You're not, what the fuck?
I hate common sense, Rich.
Yeah, well, that's what the fuck.
Because his voice gets a little bit quieter.
Yeah, so what if he doesn't want to do it?
He'll do it. There's no time limit. Some people get it in a week. Some people.
You can see him, he's dressed like a fucking Happy Gilmore.
Hacky Gilmore. Hey, you want to plug anything?
Yeah. No, I don't know when this fucking fly-by-night podcast is coming out.
Well, don't you have anything in general you can
plug? Don't give it to him. I'm not going to give it to him either. Yeah,
fucking plug so seven people hear it. Yeah. Oh, hey. Some guy's going to be sitting by himself in the audience with a fucking Chipperson shirt. I heard you on Norton's. All right, look me in the eye, you purple-headed fat fuck. What time's your mother picking you up after this gig, you stink? Love you. I miss you. What would Patrice say? He would hate you. We hate Jim. We hate this podcast and this fucking idiot taking pictures. They think this is going to fucking explode and take off. You missed the fucking bandwagon, dummy. Fucking idiot. Oh, Sam is doing better than you.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.